Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekend more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Since the successful conclusion of the Carnac case, Jungle Jim and Shanghai Lil have been enjoying a well-earned vacation at the exclusive Pagua Beach Club. Both Jim and Lil are enjoying themselves until one Maribel Willis, the colony's number one glamour girl, sets her cap for Jim. She is the daughter of Colonel Willis, Pagua's wealthiest and most influential business executive. The Colonel, realizing Jim's intelligence, courage, and leadership, offers Jim a very attractive proposition to remain in Pagua and become associated with him in many enterprises. Jim tells Lil of the Colonel's offer, and Lil immediately suspects that there is a catch in the offer, and that the catch is Maribel, the Colonel's daughter. In his suite at the club, Jim suddenly makes a decision.
Hello. Hello, operator. The Pan American Airways office, please. Oh, Colo.
Yes, Tuan.
How long will it take you to get everything ready to leave?
Can be ready by morning, Tuan.
Good. Be ready to pack.
Pan American Airways.
This is Jim Bradley. Jungle Jim Bradley.
Oh, yes, Mr. Bradley. What can I do for you?
How's the space on the China Clipper tomorrow morning? Can I get space for three?
One moment. Yes, Mr. Bradley, there are three seats available.
Good. Reserve those for me to Hong Kong.
Yes, sir.
And then see if you can get me space on the Imperial for Singapore on the first available flight out of Hong Kong.
Very good, Mr. Bradley. I'll call you back on the Imperial Airways reservation. Oh, you're at the Pagua Beach, aren't you?
That's right. Thanks a lot. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, Colo, you can start packing.
Very good, Tuan. How about Missy Lil?
I'll tell her later. A little surprise, Colo, and I think it'll be a very pleasant one.
Colo thinks so too, Tuan. We go back to Singapore.
That's it, Colo. Now I'll be off and keep my date with Colonel Willis. I'll be back about 5, Colo.
Glad to see you, Jim. For once, we'll be able to discuss business without interruptions from my precious daughter if we slip away in a hurry. She won't be able to get to us in the trophy room. That's reserved for men only.
Well, that seems like a nasty trick to play on your only child, but lead the way, Colonel. You know what's best.
She's a darn fine girl in a great many ways, Bradley, but she's still a little giddy, and that expensive finishing school I sent her to back home in the States didn't help her much.
And I'll bet it didn't do you any good either.
You said something then, young man. Financially or mentally. Those bills were terrific. And if I didn't get one cable a month for extra money from Maribel, I thought I was being neglected. But I didn't mind the expense as much as I did the suspense.
Well, what was the suspense, Colonel?
Well, my daughter is very allergic to romance and handsome young men. I was afraid to open a cable, read a letter or newspaper for fear of finding I'd suddenly become a father-in-law.
Well, what's wrong with that, Colonel? It happens every day.
Yeah, yes, yes. I'm different. I want to see my son-in-law before I'm his father-in-law. I've seen and heard of too many fathers drawing lemons from the matrimonial grab bag.
Yes, I guess you've got something there, Colonel.
Yeah. Here we are, Jim. Let's sit down here.
All right.
Quiet, cool. Speaking of my daughter, I don't mind telling you frankly, she's one of the many reasons I had for putting that offer before you.
And being equally frank, Colonel, I rather suspected it, too.
Well, I'm glad you did. I didn't think I was putting anything over on you, Jim. She's perhaps my only real worry. Being an only child, I'm concerned about her future. As you probably have noticed, there's a scarcity of eligible young men here. Well, that is the kind I'd consider letting into my family.
I see. And you thought that perhaps that I might eventually become very interested in Maribel as I became more closely associated with you.
That's it, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's thoroughly unselfish, very attractive. While she acts a little coquettish now and then, if she became interested in the right man, I feel sure she'd settle down, make a very fine wife and companion. And then, too, there's a question of her inheritance. It's a large one. I'd like to feel sure the man she marries will take care of it instead of squandering it as so many fortunes have been.
Mm-hmm. And you think that both from a business and family point of view, I'm the man you're looking for.
Exactly. Exactly, Jim. Now, what do you say?
Colonel, I'd love to do it if I were all you think I am. However, I regret to say I'm not. There's jungle fever and wanderlust coursing through my blood, and I'm afraid makes me an unfit subject for civilized living.
Huh?
Oh, perhaps 5, 10, 15 years from now, I might be ready to settle down to a life of ease and comfort. But I'm not ready yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I feel the urge to be wandering again, looking for more thrills and adventures. So, Colonel, I've thought it all over. And I'm sorry to say that I can't accept your offer.
Mm-hmm. I'm more than sorry to hear you say that, Jim. Well, I can console myself for the thought that I didn't think I could win you over. More than I hoped for.
Yes, Colonel. I've reserved space on the China Clipper for Hong Kong. Then on to Singapore. I'm leaving tomorrow.
Well, then, suppose we have a little farewell dinner for you next. Bring your assistant, Mr.
Rio?
Yes, sir.
Why, I'd be delighted, Colonel.
Oh, good. Shall we meet, say, at 7:30?
Upon his return to his suite, Jim finds Shanghai Lil awaiting him. She is rather impatient to hear the news that Kolo has told her Jungle Jim is going to break to her.
Well, Jim, what's all the excitement?
Excitement, Lil?
Well, surprise or something. Kolo told me you wanted to see me. I came over, but found you were out keeping an appointment with Colonel Willis and that Klingon barn he claims for a daughter.
Oh, come now, Lil. You're a little too hard on Maribel. She's really a nice girl after you get to know her.
Yeah?
She'll make some man a good wife some of these days.
What? Say, are you feeling all right? You sound as though you've had a mental relapse.
Oh, no, I'm all right. I mean it. Why, I'm rather fond of Mary Bell. I think she'll make a nice wife for somebody.
Hmm?
Somebody else, Lil, not me.
Oh.
But that's not what I wanted to tell you about, Lil.
I hardly thought so. What is the good news?
Just this. We're leaving for Hong Kong on the China Clipper tomorrow morning. So you'd better hustle and start packing.
Oh, Jim, you really mean it?
Yep. Hong Kong, then back to Singapore.
Oh, that's the best news I've had for weeks. I'm off to pack right now. I'd made that clipper if it was leaving in 10 minutes.
That's well, Lil, but don't pack your best dinner gown.
Why?
We're invited to Colonel Willis's for a farewell dinner party tonight. So make yourself pretty.
Don't worry, I will. What's more, I feel so good I'm even growing as fond of Maribel as you are.
Women are funny things, Kolo. The more you know them, the less you know about them. Oh, well. Lay out my dinner.
Oh, I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself, Mr. Grill, on your last night in Pagua.
I'm having a wonderful time, Maribel. But I guess you're a little sorry to see Jim leave, eh?
Yes, Lil.
Oh, now, Maribel.
Oh, yes, Lil. You know, I really envy you.
You mean traveling around? Sharing adventures with Jim?
Yes. It must be wonderful.
Well, sometimes it is. But then again, well, you see, I used to feel the same way about Mr. Bradley as you do. For years, we've been partners in the business, tracking down Chinese warlords, breaking up pirate gangs, ridding the world of Karnak the Killer, plenty of danger, adventure, sometimes facing certain death together. We were both born to it. There are times when a woman wants a husband, home, peace and security.
And you want all those things, Mr. Greer?
Yes, if like all my other adventures, I could share them with him.
Mr. Bradley? Him? And how does he feel about it?
He's one of the most intelligent, courageous, fearless men alive. Well, he knows the law of the jungle and the manners and code of what we call civilization. Yet he's never even suspected what I'm telling you. He looks upon me as a partner in all his adventures except...
He's the only man I ever wanted to or ever will marry. He was my ideal.
I know exactly how you feel. But do as I've done. Try to forget it. You can. Then find yourself a nice young man. Settle down, marry, and be happy. Oh, don't say any more. Here they come.
Yep, here they are, Jim, admiring the moonlight.
Well, it's time we were leaving, Lil. We've got a long journey ahead of us tomorrow.
I'm all ready, Jim. I was just saying goodbye to Maribel. Well, good night, Colonel Willis. Many thanks for all your kindness.
Good night. Good luck. And bon voyage, Mr. Greer.
Good night, Maribel. I appreciate all you've done to make our vacation so pleasant. It's been a real pleasure knowing you these 2 weeks.
Thank you so much, Jim. I've enjoyed myself, too. And I hope someday you'll come back and visit us again. I won't say goodbye, just au revoir.
All right, Maribel. We'll try to retrace our steps this way someday. Well, goodbye again, Colonel. And thanks for your hospitality. Ready, Lil?
Yes, Jim. Bye, Maribel. Bye, Colonel Willis.
Bye, Miss Lil. Goodbye. Now, come along, Maribel. Maribel. Maribel, you're crying.
Oh, Daddy. He was so wonderful. And I did love him so much.
I misjudged little Maribel, Jim. Under the feather, she's quite a wonderful girl. You were right. She would make some man a very good wife.
You know, Lil, there are times when I really don't understand you at all.
You're telling me.
Some 2 weeks later, Jim, Lil, and Kolo step off the big Imperial Airways plane in Singapore Harbor. They drive directly to their favorite hotel, where the hotel suites have already been engaged. Late that night, Jim restlessly paces the floor of his room.
Kolo, how can men live in cities? Open those windows, will you, before I suffocate? Then bring me my mask.
Yes, Tuan.
No use of me trying to sleep. I'm too restless. I'll dig into those maps and settle on some place to strike out for. I can't stay caged up like this for long. Jim Bradley speaking.
Oh, Mr. Bradley, this is Mr. Mitchell, the night clerk. I'm terribly sorry to disturb you at this hour, but there's a man here at the desk who insists on seeing you, sir.
Oh, what's his name?
He won't tell me, sir.
What does he want?
He appears to be terribly upset, almost hysterical. I tried to get rid of him, but he won't go away. He says he doesn't care how late it is. He's just got to see you. He says it's a matter of life and death.
A matter of life and death, huh? Well, that sounds serious, Mitchell. Send him right up.
Who is the mysterious man in the lobby? What brings him to Jungle Jim's room in the middle of the night? What is this matter of life and death he gives as his urgent reason for wanting to see Jungle Jim? Will this mean the beginning of a new and thrilling adventure in the life of Jungle Jim? Don't miss the next thrilling episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google, the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at this same time next week over this same station. Be sure to tune in.